They're kind of piggybacking on what I just said. So when I said whatever I said as it comes through, excuse me, what they were basically saying is what's coming through is you. So in other words, the more that we can stop seeing these energies as some kind of foreign object and more so as a true reflection of our heart, we'll be well on our way, because what we're really doing is simply remembering our own divinity, remembering our own light, remembering our own awareness of source. So that is already occurring, and that's already being established. And it's so important that we understand that, so that we understand we are already one. So it's almost like we're already there, but we're just sort of becoming aware of where it is we stand. We're becoming aware of who it is that we can now see, understand, live by, claim. And so the more that we understand, it's almost just like a gentle wind. It's a gentle breeze. In other words, not hard at all, just like a gentle breeze coming in, just bringing us laughter, bringing us light, bringing us healing, bringing us our just rewards. So that just rewards just sort of sealed our fate. So we want to remember that we're justified in subscribing to that light. That's so important, because we've all been socialized to ignore it, to don't pay attention to the board, listen to the teacher, listen to the parent, whatever it is. So we all walked away from our truth. We all walked away from our wholeness. We all walked away from our sunshine. The more we understand that we're the ones that walked away, we can simply return. We can simply request. We can simply admire. We can simply acknowledge. So it's very important from here on out that we keep remembering our light, because the mind is going to want to distract us. Can you believe they said that? Can you believe whatever it is? It wants us to stay upset. It wants us to be in conflict, because the second we go into upsetness, the second we go into conflict, we walk away from the same, meaning we walk away from what is ours justified. We walk away from our light. So they're saying, like, allow the games to begin, allow the procession to occur. So when you feel that procession, you're going to be feeling that light cascading in its brilliance, waking up. Like, just imagine it's like a party or a jamboree, or they're giving away free donuts at the donut store, like something where the news starts spreading, starts spreading the news. So what we're doing is we're spreading the light. We're acknowledging the light. It doesn't matter if everyone else hasn't noticed yet. They will. It's so important we remember this, because we are stepping into allegiance first. So the drama of the world is going to continue, and your friends and well-meaning family members, they're going to continue to profess the sorrow, to profess the problem. It's sort of like, can you imagine 3D is still causing a problem out there? So we're already past that. It's sort of like, of course it is. That's the reason we're here. We really want to get that. So we stop wasting our time. We stop wasting our energy, because otherwise we're just handing our power. We're handing the assistance that's made for our triumph to another. Here's my energy. Here's my focus. Here's my power. I'll see you later. So we don't want to do that anymore. We want to keep that energy. We want to keep that light for our own graduating evidence, for our own new lifestyle, for our own new sinking in at last with our highest broadcast. Because remember, it's like Field of Dreams. We're building that new love's association. We're building that ladder higher. We're building love as our middle name. So the more that we allow ourselves to graduate, the more we allow ourselves to fan that sacred flame. So we want to feel that flame stirring in our heart. You may feel it as the sun. You may see it as a flame. You just may have a sense of something stirring. You may not have any sense at all, But you will and you shall, because this is what is supporting us, operating as us. It's really like the higher seat of our soul that we're waking up to at last. So allow yourselves to find your, how would I say that, light, like to be attractive, meaning receiving your light, receiving your higher dosing, receiving your truth, and allow that to be known, meaning you're not leaving it, meaning you're attesting to it, meaning you're staying by it through and through. Because this is where we will receive that avalanche of love. In other words, the more we say yes to it, it's a little like Abraham, yes, please, we're advancing steadily. So allow that light to be known and allow that light to be well received. Well received is, I welcome it now. For some of us, you're receiving it, but it's like you're asking the UPS delivery person to leave it at the front door. So it's a little bit like, yes, I want it, but can you just leave it at the bottom of the staircase and I'll bring it up later. We want to acknowledge that the later has now arrived. For some of us, we're a little procrastinating, which is okay. But now is the due season. Now is the trading stanza. In other words, let the games begin now. So for some of us, we haven't really felt ready. We haven't felt aligned enough for that new energy. We want to remember that our higher self is directing it, where we're only going to receive that which is necessary, meaning that which we can withstand. So there's no point in us going overboard and not being able to manage the energy. So the more that we let go, instead of trying to micromanage, we want to give it to our higher self. We want to give it to our I Am presence, to God, to Jesus, whoever that is for you. But we want to allow that higher presence to be readily involved, readily accompanied, rather than believing that our mind knows what's best. So we're getting to this point where we're transferring our alignment, our trust to our higher association. So this is where we're letting go, letting God, as they would say, we're letting our higher self. We're transferring our fate, we're transferring our exposure to our higher self, knowing, trusting that this has been the support all along, this has been the destiny all along. So allow that to feel very natural, and allow, you may just feel like you're stepping into a carriage, you just may feel larger, you may feel carried, you may feel brighter, you may have a slight hesitation. But if you notice that hesitation, hesitate forward. In other words, you're going to go backwards or forward. Lean forward, lean into it, get into the habit of getting ready to proceed, of leaning into the unknown. Because remember, the ego wants to stay back, wants to stay in the security, same old problems, nothing's changing. Well, here's the light ready to make the change as we will transfer. Imagine getting a new light bulb. Oh, it has new light, let's see what it looks like. That's what we're doing. We're allowing that light to be increased, and it's being delivered by source in regular increments, so we can trust it. But we need to learn how to let go, because again, the mind, the ego, the I wants to be in charge. And so we want to allow that partnership or that allegiance with that light or our soul, where we sort of hand those reins over. And so we watch and we stay ready. So when I'm doing it, I'm sort of like looking over my shoulder and kind of chuckling at my higher self. But that's just what my mind created. They're showing me the card spiritual strength, and they're indicating that for all of us. So we all have the strength inside to make this transfer at last. So allow yourselves to be strengthened, allow yourselves to be included in your light, allow the ceremony to occur. So the ceremony is like really pledging your faith again to your higher self, to your Christ self, whatever those words are. It's really the intent. you could just have a symbol. It could be like Prince. You could just have a symbol. It could be a dove. That would be a beautiful symbol of Holy Spirit. But it's the intention, and it really has to do with the heart. So that is in alignment with yesterday's daily message. It's sort of like you could kind of be fumbling all over the place, but if your intention is pure, that's what's going to seal your fate. Where's your heart? Where's your heart? So allow that to be given, allow that to be placed secure, and allow your true presence to be known. So this is everything in your life is now affected by this light, is now affected by this power, is now affected by this triumph at last. Receive, receive, receive. And now imagine that light increasing exponentially. So however powerful it was, it's now double that amount of power. And come to the realization that indeed you are ready. Indeed you are ready. Taking a deep breath in, relaxing fully, allowing that column of light to strengthen, being aware of that light, the calm of light, the heart, the light growing in your heart space. Remembering to follow our feeling nature through and through, meaning through all our suggested associations all throughout our day. There's going to be a higher guidance. It may feel strange. It may feel like we're walking without a ground beneath us. It may feel a little bit like groundlessness, like this is very, very new. Just know it's all good. It's all okay. You may open up. You may contract a little bit. It's all part of the process. It's important not to judge. Simply observe. The more we observe, the more we extend that light to all. So we're going to get in the habit of observing rather than judging. Be like, oh, the judgment is the old paradigm. We release judgment. We simply observe. The more we simply observe, we can make constant change. So it's not like a big deal. Like, oh, let me remember my light. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.